Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared for preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Ross, Mr. Smith needs to introduce it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'll do it quickly. The next item of business is subdivision 2009-12, the application of Debbie Brennan, Kevin McGrory, and the revocable trust of Edward J. Kosmowski.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared for approval, but I want to offer an invitation to my fellow commissioners if they have a comment before I introduce it.
I think it makes sense. I don't have a problem with it, with the surrounding properties and the size of it.
In case there's any question on this one, too, this is essentially strip lots. I mean, we're not creating a new road like the other one. They're large.
It's all for the public road.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a shared entrance.
Just for the public's edification, our rules do not allow discussion after the introduction of a motion. So it's a courtesy as well as a realistic invitation for input. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary and final approval of subdivision 2009-12 for Debbie Brennan, Kevin McGrory, and the revocable trust of Edward J. Kosmowski for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 8.603 acres of land is significantly less than allowable density. The proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. The approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision will require the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements.
Second.
Gentlemen, Mr. Ross has made a motion that's been seconded for approval as both a preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.